get out, leave right now. It's the end of you. White supremacy.
Ooh,
it's too late
now,
and I can't wait for white supremacy to be gone. Don't never.
How dare you say that about me?
I am late.
There's a certain part of me that's like I am a power bottom.
Yeah, I mean, like, who doesn't love the attention?
I mean, it's a compliment at the end of the day.
Yeah. Guys, those are things that are, like, subtle. At least with dying,
okay, but, like,
they know they're going to kill you. So at least it's, like, very, like, up front in your face.
You want to get noticed? Take it off.
Hola, bienvenidos a Gay al Punto.
Anyways, hello. This is Gay to the Point. We're just two gay guys talking about anything and everything.
Oh, anyone.
In and on so straight fashion. My name's Antonio.
And my name's Clarence.
And we're just two tired, stupid gay guys right now.
Talking about everything or anything.
Don't you feel tired with us? Do you feel the tiredness?
Is this soothing to you? Is this helping you sleep?
Yeah. Are we ASMRing you right now?
Or like what's it, like white noise? Like
exactly. But why it gotta be white? Why can't it be black noise?
Why can't it be yellow noise?
That's true. Why got to be color?
Because they got ding, ding, ding.
I know that's racist. What's it called? So I binge watch the new season of Bonding. Have you watched Bonding?
Oh, no. That was something that you were telling me about, right?
Yeah.
No, Crashing.
Crashing. But Bonding is also on Netflix. Okay. They're both on Netflix. But it's about like...
Shout out to Netflix.
Yeah.
Sponsor us.
Yeah. Give us like... something. Yeah, Bonding is like, it's about like this gay guy and this girl who like are friends, and then like they go into the world of dominatrixing.
Oh, like yeah. Like for money. I think I saw a preview.
Yeah, for money.
That.
It's pretty funny, and then it's like, I don't know, they touch on like pretty like cool topics like about misogyny and like, you know, sub dominant and like all that kind of culture and stuff like that.
Right.
But I don't know, it's pretty cool. But it got me thinking. I'm just like, what is like...
Do you want to do that as a job?
No.
Oh.
What is like the most like kinkiest thing that you've done in terms of like almost touching that BDSM dominatrix world? Like, have you ever been like tied up or like whipped?
No, I feel like I've wanted to though. Mm. Like I've definitely wanted to be tied up. I remember the first time that you were there.
What?
No, like Alberta when I lost my virginity.
Oh, you got rammed, RJ.
Yeah, no, that was a good night.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, the guy who like my first time was with a guy who was a cop, and I was like, oh, do you have handcuffs? And he's like, no. I was like, fuck.
Oh wow, so you supported Blue Lives Matter.
I did. Yes, blue lives.
Ew. I'm blue, I'm a green, I would die, I would bleed, I would die.
But yeah, no, I feel like he did. Yeah, so he didn't have like handcuffs even though I wanted them. I feel like being tied up is always something that I'd be like somewhat interested in. I feel like there's just kind of some like thing about like letting that person like have control.
I mean, I can see a little bit of like, you know, being like a sub and like also being bottoms are like,
it's like
hand in hand. Yeah, it's the same, you know, like we can see eye to eye, but more so like eye to ass kind of thing.
Oh, there was something. The only other thing that I think about like in terms of like kink, I think, is like another time when I used to cross dress and have sex with straight guys as like a girl.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's not that kinky, but
yeah, I feel like that's like normal these days.
I feel like it's just like about survival. Grindr's not a very easy place. So, you know, a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do to
get dick.
Yeah.
But it wasn't even on Grindr. It was through Tinder.
Yeah. Or Craigslist or something.
R.I.P. Craigslist.
M for M. But I went to some guy's place and then I went to his apartment. And then he was like telling me that he was just like really into leather, like me wearing leather. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I was just like, he's like, well, do you have any leather? I was like, I really don't. Like, I just have like
this leather.
Like, yeah. But he just gave me these like leather gloves. And I feel like they were like really big, like his gloves. Oh. And he just like told me to wear them. And I was just like lying in bed, like curled up in like kind of the fetal position with the like leather gloves. And I'm just like, is this attractive to you? And he was just like, it's so hot. And I was like, all right.
Oh, were you still in like drag form?
Yeah, drag form. Yeah, no, I was. I feel like it was just like one of those things that like, you know, when you're in the mid, like when you're into like really into like all the sexy stuff, you're just like kind of like, you're just like, your mind is in a different place. Like reality and like the moment is just like two different things.
Right. Yeah. You're like, your rational thought just kind of goes out the window.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But then I feel like every now and then you'll hit those moments where just really like reality just really sets in. And yeah. You just become very aware of where you are and what you're doing.
Right.
I feel like that was me dressed as a woman with leather gloves in his bed. Mm.
I was like, it's like, what am I doing?
What am I doing? What am I doing?
Oh, that's right. I'm doing me. Shout out to Drake.
Sponsor us.
You're Canadian. We're Canadian. So we accept Canadian dollars.
Fashion. Wait. Fashion. Fash off.
The rhythmic. Just do it faster.
No, I mean like. Anyways, yeah.
Yeah, we're here to talk about, I guess, like fashion. Fashion trends. What inspired you to wear things?
Yeah, and like, things. So what did you think about like the Balenciaga like spring summer 2021 collection?
You know, I just felt like it could have had a little bit more spring, less summer,
and more Ciaga.
Fashion. Yeah. I mean, I guess like.
Do you like fashion?
No.
Yeah, me neither. I hate it. Hate clothing, and can't we just all be naked?
I know, right? Let's just like join a nudist colony.
I actually feel like I would like semi enjoy that.
I mean, you probably would.
Because I remember actually, I was like looking up like in terms of like finding a place to live and stuff like that. I was like, I wonder if there's like houses or like shared houses where like it's like a nudist share house.
You know, you probably feel like. There's like maybe this is me just putting words in your mouth and like, I love doing that. But I just feel like the appeal to you of like, yes, the appeal of you of having it going to a nudist like house or colony like that is because you want to see naked boys.
I think that's like part of it.
But I also feel like that's not really the usual thing.
I think it's part of it. Definitely. Like I'm just a curious human being. Are you Italian? I've never seen an Italian penis.
Yeah. I'm so curious.
But, no, I think that it comes from just like feeling like, well, it's partly that I'm a little bit of a perv. Mm-hmm. But also I feel like the thing is like just the freedom to walk around naked. Mm-hmm. I actually do find it to like, I do really find the feeling of like, being like naked around other naked people is just like really liberating.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like it,
in or like an extent, like in a non-sexual way.
Yeah, kind of, because it's like, you know, like you just, because I feel like your body is like something that you hold like so sacred to yourself,
right?
But then I feel like my experience or like my sentiment about like going like to nude beaches or something like that is just that like your body doesn't necessarily define you any more than the clothing that you choose to put on it, or like,
right,
you know what I mean? It's not something that you necessarily choose all of. Like, it could say something about it, about you, but it
your
also
body?
Yeah, yeah, like it, about your priorities and stuff like that, but it could also not say something about you, you know what I mean? Like, right. Or it's just like a circumstance of, you know,
right,
who you are. So I feel like I really like taking that kind of like
this taking like nudity off of the pedestal and just enjoying like the being body. Naked. Yeah. Like just enjoying like it for what it is. But apparently this is like something that like apparently like when I was like really little, I just loved being naked all the time.
Ew, that's gross. I feel like this should, we should.
I was like looking for those daddies.
When you were young. You started young.
I was like 4 years old. I was like, hey, daddy.
Ew. Actually, I want to change the topic. Let's just talk about like nudity.
Actually, do you want to just talk about nudity?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of a fashion. I was ready to talk about fashion because I was like actually going to relate it to fashion.
Oh, I don't know. What's up to you? I don't know. I feel like I have. I'm more
interested, curious.
More interested about like nudity.
Yeah. Okay. So we're fash off, nudity on.
Yeah. We're like changing the script here. We're flipping the script.
We're subverting the genre. I have no idea what that means, but I just feel like pretentious people say that.
Oh yeah, because they like to subvert things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just feel like with like nudity in its own, like I feel like I. Still have some hesitancy, I guess, around it.
I feel like you do. You're like kind of secretly a little bit like body conscious.
I think so. I mean, I think it's just because I knew from like my upbringing, like, you know, like
Filipinos
and like the Catholics, like, you know, they never like want you to show off your body because that is like the holy regions and temples. Only God can see your body. Pretty much. Oh, and plus God. I remembered like one of my older sisters telling me when I was like probably 6 or 7, and it's like, and like they said it to me in a really like weird condescending way, but I remember her saying to me like, the only people that would be able to see you naked is the doctor and your parents when you're young. And like for some reason that like stuck to me in my head of like, oh, okay, so I guess I can't like see, like I can't be naked in other people and stuff. And like I knew that was just probably like just like something like an older sister would say to kind of like not
scare you. How old would have she been?
She's like she was probably like 13 at that time.
Right.
Yeah. But I just remembered like that was a thing that like happened to me when I was young, and like I just like, okay, I guess like nudity isn't really much of like a accepting thing, or I just didn't know, really know why it was such a bad thing back then. Or like why it was like stigmatized, not a bad thing, but like stigmatized as like.
No, definitely. Yeah. I think the thing is like that's one of the like the most embarrassing things that could happen to you is like when you're a kid is like being naked in front of people.
Right.
You know what I mean? And like.
But it's funny because like when you're like, my question is like, when is that flip squid? Like when is like the switch happen when you're a kid? Because like what you were saying before, when you were 4 years old, you just run around naked, but like you don't really have a care right. in the world. But then all of a sudden, when you like reach the age of maybe like 6 or 7, then all of a sudden like you feel the shame of like other people's eyes on you if you're naked.
But I think that's really just like from like, you know, society's influence,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if you just grown up of that being like an accepted thing, then like I don't think that it would have ever been like an issue for you,
right?
You know what I mean? So yeah, but like, because I feel like the thing is, mind you, I think that's the thing that I would like, that's also why I feel like I'm an advocate for nudity.
Mm.
It's just because
speak
like,
for the people.
Everyone be nude. But I feel like with my like, I feel like that's what I thought about like raising kids as well, because it's one of those things that it's easy to build a lot of like shame in, you know right. what I mean? It's like, especially like when you're young and like, yeah, no one else is supposed to see you naked. That's the most embarrassing thing. Like if people pants you, if people right. see like, you like, you know what I mean, things like it's just mortifying,
right?
And actually, funny enough though, one of my mom's like punishments, did I tell you about this?
No.
Like, because like she doesn't necessarily believe in like corporal punishment, like hitting or anything yeah. like that, but if we're ever misbehaving, like the thing that she would threaten is like, if you don't behave right now, I'm gonna pull your pants down in front of everyone. And then like as a kid you're just like, no.
Oh but my gosh, like, Cindy.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's so rude of Cindy.
But also, like, I'm, like, wondering, like, is this abuse or is this brilliant?
That's the question that, like, you always ask yourself. Yeah,
I'm just like, is it sexual tension or is it tension? Because, like, in a sense, I'm just like, well, there's really no, like, specific harm that's going to come to you. You know what I mean?
Just embarrassment.
Just embarrassment.
That's the most, like, harmful of the harms. Is it the
I'd rather be dead than embarrassed.
Some people agree.
I mean, I feel like some people are like, yeah. Their dignity is more important than, like, their health.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what dignity?
But yeah, no, I feel like, so that was like one of her toxins. And I would say that I feel like it worked quite well. Cause like, if you think about being that age and then like, you know what I mean? Being in the middle of the store, like obviously she's not going to do it, but like, you
right,
just
like the fear of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, she's a fear monger.
She is a fear monger. She's a fear mongoose.
Yeah. I want to get into this topic about like, you know, this like kind of new standards or things about like what is acceptable or not acceptable in like
to wear or to wear, show
to show and stuff like that. Like one of the actual things that come into my
fashion
mind
again.
Yeah, we're back to fashion. Nudity off. It's like there's like this situation, not situation, but like I was just reading, like, you know, people in yoga classes, especially in hot yoga classes, like they were saying that like, well, it should be to be more equal, it's like then guys shouldn't be able to take off their shirts.
Oh, if girls can't.
If girls can't and be topless either. And then like they were saying like, you know, that's the part of equality that should happen. But then like, I guess like, I don't know, it's why it was acceptable anyways for in the first place for guys to take off their shirts.
It's hot.
Yeah, I know, because it's hot and it's
like,
hot
keep
yoga.
Your shirt on, girls.
But
no
like,
one cares
I don't know,
about
like
you.
That kind of standards of like what is like
what is sexual and what is not.
What's,
like,
yeah.
Why is a man's chest not like not as like sexual, or it's like, oh, that can be like consumed by the public
right.
like, regularly, but like a woman's shirtless is like.
It's no. like, no, yeah, which is like, I don't know, blows my mind. Because to me, it's like, yeah, that makes fair. Like, I wouldn't mind, like, yeah, if girl, like, if there's a hot yoga class and, like, everyone wants to be topless, go for it. If you need to, like, breathe and sweat, that's for your, like, benefit and your health. Go for it.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. It was just, like, a weird thing that just came into my mind.
Well, I saw that, like, there was this meme about, like, oh, you know, like, women's nipples on the internet. Like, if it's, like, free in terms of the, like, hashtag free the nipple.
Yeah.
Like, if like the nipples, like female nipples are like inappropriate, you should replace them with the much more appropriate male nipple. And they would just Photoshop like a male nipple on top of the female nipple. And like, you can't tell the difference.
Really?
Yeah. It was just like a meme joke kind of thing. To like point out the absurdity of like, that's like the thing.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I don't know what it is. Like, I feel like, I don't know, people, like, I feel like it's dictated by society, it's dictated by religion, it's dictated by, like, governing bodies.
Bodies. Where is the body?
The body is here. But, yeah, no, I feel like the thing is there, like, that, I don't know, like, I don't know, like, where the inspiration or, like, the intent comes from, other than just people's, like, comfortability, but then is like passed on from previous generations,
right.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
So it's not like our own perception about it is our own,
right.
Like, you can't, I don't know whether or not you can naturally have an inclination to either be comfortable with naked bodies or not, like, naturally,
right?
Or whether or not that's just really informed by like how you're brought up,
right?
You
right.
know, but I like it's, I think it's just interesting in each. Like, generation interprets it a little bit different than the generation before it. And we're just getting slattier and slattier and slattier.
It's true.
And then before, the conservatives are like, enough! Everyone in plastic bags. Hazmat suits for everyone.
I was like, plastic bags?
I was going to say burkas, but I was like, oh, I don't want to say that.
Yeah, please don't say that.
But yeah, everyone in hazmat suits. Like, you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
Like, I've heard that that's like kind of a natural like cycle of things. Like, people get to like...
Like they get so
liberal,
like, right. They get slightly and slightly and slightly, and then all of a sudden, boom.
Shut down. You know, reset, hard reset.
Right,
hazmat suits.
They're like trendy.
Maybe that's why COVID is happening.
Yeah, maybe
this is a new conspiracy theory. Like, COVID happened so that we would stop being as slutty. No, but don't take away our sluttiness.
I don't think that's going to ever stop. The sluttiness will always live on.
You can't stop the sluttiness. And even always burning.
But yeah, so I guess try out your nudity. And
try out your naked body.
Try out your naked body.
Take it for a run.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, one of the actual things that I kind of want to try.
Naked bike ride?
Yeah, the naked bike ride. That
I don't know if
Vancouver.
I could do that. I feel like that'd just be uncomfortable.
Yeah, but I think it'll be fine because there's like neon lights.
Although I do have, there was one time that I, I rode my bike in bike shorts without underwear. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Really?
Yeah, because just like the breeze.
Oh.
But I wonder if you would feel that like naked. I don't know if you'd feel a breeze. Well, yeah, I'm sure you'd feel a breeze.
Yeah, you probably would.
But it's not like, you know, like that like tickly kind of breeze.
Right.
Or maybe it would be.
Well, I don't know. Let's ask. Listeners, yeah. If you've ever done a naked bike ride.
Show us pictures.
Men's underwear section.
Oh, I feel like that's the beginning of every gay boy's like sexuality. No?
I love that. I think though, but
it's
like,
really cute.
It's like, I remember though, like going through like Walmart and just like going through that section. I'm like
even Fruit of the Loom models.
Yeah, but like, well, all of them just have the same kind of like typical hot bodied thing. Like, and they're always most of the time they're like headless, so you just see like the body and the bulge.
Yeah,
and then you're just like, is this what I like?
This is who I am. You know who you are. Gay.
But yeah, I like how that's like kind of one of like the beginnings of, you know, finding yourself to be gay.
I wonder if it's like the same thing, like the same for like every gay kid. You know what I mean? Because it was always just like, that was your thing that you could say that you wanted to do when you went shopping.
Right.
That like,
I want to buy my own underwear.
Yeah. Like, and then like, I feel like your parents always are kind of like, why is he so excited to buy his own underwear? Mm. But like, you're excited to like go into that section, look around, like that was like your porn. Like you didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true. I wonder if that's every gay kid's, but also like,
but now it's different though.
I was thinking about that. Do kids these days go shopping like with, with their families to like Walmart or that kind of department stores?
You should have kids and find out.
Cause I feel like at the end of the day, it's like, I don't know, maybe it's like not a thing anymore because most of the time then they would just buy it online or the parents would just like
buy it for them.
Or if they're rich enough, then like, the nanny or maid like buys it for them.
I still feel like people go out and shop it. Like do shopping. Right. Like I feel like people like to like, you know.
I don't know. But like I feel like department stores too nowadays aren't like a really major thing anymore.
Not as much as they were.
Like I mean Walmart and like, you know, Superstore and like, you know, the Bay and all this stuff like are still there. But it's like not a fad that people are like going to. Like they now go to like independent stores where there isn't any models on the underwear.
Like where?
Yeah, they're just like, they just see the underwear and it's like, that's boring, I need to see a hot bod wearing it to make me want to buy it.
Well, I feel like men's underwear is a little bit different, right? Like I don't know, like I still think that it's a thing. Like I feel like even though like there's less people, like more people doing online shopping, but even online shopping sometimes I will look at the like underwear part and just be like, oh my God.
Right.
Because like all the pictures that you can see.
Yeah,
you
know totally. What I mean? But I mean like with kids, like do like the parents allow them to like, oh my gosh, guys, come to the computer. Which kind of underwear do you like? And you just see all this like half naked boys in underwear. I don't think that's a family activity, is it?
Is it?
For those out there who have families and have kids, do you let your kids shop underwear with you?
Is that something you do together? I don't know. I think that like, but either way, I don't know. I'm really curious whether or not like that it will be like the younger like generation of gays like experience, because I feel like there was also just so many limited options in terms of like being gay, because I feel like this is also when we were that age,
right?
That was kind of before internet porn really took off.
Right.
It was there, but it was like hard to get to.
Right. I mean, like you still had to pay for it. Like Pornhub wasn't available
then. Or it was just like those pictures that like would take forever to load.
Right.
And like it would just like load bar by bar.
Because it was
whatever.
Still on dial up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So like, you know, going to the porn section. The porn section of the department store, which is essentially the underwear department.
Right.
Like that was the thing. So I don't know. I feel like maybe it wouldn't be as big of a deal for like younger gay kids, because if they wanted to see like naked men, they could just see them
right
on the internet on their phone.
And I'm pretty sure like kids these days like have phones when they're like 8 years old and whatnot. And stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, okay, they have.
If they really wanted to be like kind of curious about it, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But then at the same time, I still feel like, you know,
Like, you could still go to, like, I still feel like some kids will still probably go shopping. I don't know if it would be the thing, like the same thing it was for me, where it's just, like, I was just really excited to buy, like, look at the underwear section or, right, like, whatever. And then, I don't know.
I remember for myself, I was a kid, it's, like, especially whenever we would go to, like, yeah, Walmart or anything like that, like, even though, like, I never had to, like, buy underwear every time I went there, but I always just knew where it was. It's just like this awareness, yeah. And like whenever we, like, we would pass like the section or the cart, and just like kind of like looking over just to like see what's over there and just see like the half naked guys and stuff. And it was just like, you know, like the feeling of like, oh, am I getting caught or whatever, or, like, yeah, what is this feeling? It's just like
exciting.
It's exciting. Yeah. But, you know, okay, I'm gonna go political on this. It's like
so political,
like,
wasn't, make America great again.
Ew. Wasn't it like a thing too? It's like, or shameful that like all of those half naked bodies were mostly white, or if not all white.
Oh, they were all white.
Yeah, which is gross. I mean,
they might have been Asian.
No.
It's kind of hard to discern sometimes.
Maybe, especially if they're headless.
Yeah. Although some Asian bodies, I feel like they look kind of, they do look distinctly different.
Yeah.
I feel like. Some of the time, anyways.
But I would feel like majority of it's white. So
yeah, majority,
like,
of it's white. But that's because, like, you know, models, like, are usually white.
That's
and
true.
That has something to do with, like, the commercial industry, the fashion industry. And, like, when we were growing up, I don't feel like there was as many people talking about it. I don't know, though. Actually, it's kind of interesting because I remember watching this, like, thing that was, like, when it must have been around the 2000s that Naomi Campbell and this other lady and Iman, mm-hmm, were talking about diversity within the fashion industry.
Oh.
And they were saying that actually we feel like it was based off of like they went like that, like recently the fashion shows for that year, or the, what do you call it? Like
the ball?
Fashion week.
Yeah.
That like that year.
Yeah.
Featured like no black models. And then they were pointing out, like, you know, all these designers just say that it's their aesthetic, whatever excuse. And they're just like, we don't accept that, which, like,
it's valid. I
don't feel like you could really make that excuse,
right,
or be that, like, not creative. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I don't know. So it is like, but I feel like I really like that their perspective. It was like they were just saying that it's like we're not saying these people are racist. We're saying the act of not hiring, like, with diversity is racist.
Right.
But they were even pointing out that I think that they were saying back in their time, like when I think like 70s or 80s or something like that, they were saying there was actually more diversity then than there was in the early 2000s.
Really?
Well, yeah. So I think that sometimes, like, I don't know. It's like almost like we always like to think of ourselves as we're moving forward. But sometimes I feel like it's sometimes cyclical.
Yeah.
But
we just repeat ourselves in a circle.
Yeah. We just repeat ourselves in a circle.
We just repeat ourselves in a circle.
We just repeat ourselves in a circle. But I think that, like, yeah, so I don't know. In regards to that, like, I feel like, you know, probably the time that we're growing up with, like, just that respect or that even the conversations about having diversity, like, was just not a thing. Mm. So no one, like, I never thought about it as weird. I think thinking about it now, I think it's weird.
Well, totally. I mean, I didn't think about it. It was weird, too, when I was
young. I was turned on by the naked bodies.
Yeah. I mean, that was the number one thing that was in my young gay mind.
I just care about the naked bodies. Why do you want to go to the underwear aisle, little Antonio? I just want to see the naked bodies.
Gosh, Mom, don't you know who I am? But the one thing we will leave off is, next time you pass by the underwear section,
take it all in. Especially the more diverse underwear models that potentially might exist right now, but we don't know because I haven't been there in a while.
That's true. I've never been there in a while either.
I just watch porn now. I actually get to see their dick and their head.
But yeah, I just want to say thank you for always trying to listen to us, even though we don't try at all. So
I do feel like I do try.
Really?
But I
But yeah, we're saying goodbye to 2020, and along with our fears and sadness. And
I'm not saying goodbye to those things.
You know that I, how I feel about it. Or you know the doubts that I have about the quality of our own podcast.
Wow, but you're so rude. I feel like the quality is really good. Anyways,
nothing is said or set
or
san
in stone.
Ooh, how come I still got the bad words?
Because I'm a genius.